السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. My respected brothers, one day Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and gave him some advices. This hadith is in Tabrani, narrated by Hazrat Salih ibn Sa'ad radiyallahu ta'ala an. And Salih ibn Sa'ad radiyallahu ta'ala an called, Ja'a Jibreel ila al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam faqala ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam ish ma shi'ta fa innaka mayyitun. وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد إنك ميت وإنهم ميتون ثم إنك إلينا ترجعون واحبب ما شئت فإنك مفارقه واعمل ما شئت فإنك مجزي به واعلم أن شرف المؤمن قيامه بالليل وعزه استغناؤه عن الناس أو كما قال. Now this hadith is authentic and advices are so valuable, precious, authentic and powerful that this is not advice given by someone, an ordinary person. It is the Sayyidul Malaika, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. And whenever Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam used to come and visit our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, it used to be very special moment, very special occasion. And he never came down on this earth except by the permission of Almighty Allah. So in this session, in this conversation, Jibreel Islam came and he said, he addressed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the word, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now you've studied the whole Quran, you won't find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ever addressed or talked to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this tone. He never said Ya Muhammad in the whole Quran. Always whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to address our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used the word Ya Ayyuhur Rasul, Ya Ayyuhan Nabi, Ya Muzammil, Ya Muddassir, etc. etc. He never uttered the word Ya Muhammad in the whole Quran. Right? But here Jibreel Islam said, Ya Muhammad. So Ulama explained why Jibreel Islam had said like this. Brother, you can go outside. So you can go from here. So he said, because normally whenever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Hazrat Jibreel Islam used to meet each other, that Jibreel Islam used to bring the revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wahi. So in this occasion, he wanted to differentiate. He said, what I am going to advise you, it is not wahi, it is not part of the Quran. And that's why he addressed with word Ya Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anyway, the advice is given to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and through Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam till the yawmul qiyamah. The first advice Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam given to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ish ma shita, you live in this world, in this dunya as long as you want, right? But one day will come, fa innaka mayyitun, you are going to die. Kullu nafsin za'iqatul maut. Other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every makhluk is going to die, is going to depart from this dunya. So what Hazrat Jibreel salam trying to say through this advice, you should not attach yourself, you should not love this dunya. This world is temporary. وَمَا هَذِي الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهُ وَلَعِبُ. Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, this is just the amusement. The life of dunya is just the amusement. So don't attach yourself while you are in this dunya, because one day you are going to leave this world. And you are not going to take anything materialistic from this world. You came in this dunya empty-handed, and you are going to go and depart from this world empty-handed. So don't waste your time while you are living and waiting for your death in this dunya. The second advice, وَحْبِبْ مَا شِيْتَ فَإِنَّكَ مُفَارِكُهُ, that you love anyone you like, your parents, your wife, your children, your friends, whoever you want to love, you love. But that love will not be permanent. That love will be temporary, no matter how much you love. But day will come, you will be separated from your beloved one, from your mahbub. That love is not going to ever last. So don't love anyone from the makhluk. Then at the end you have to depart, or you have to separate it from him or from her. Either he will die or you will die. And in this case, you will be separated. Mufarikuhu. Anytime you're going to separate from your beloved one. So what the indirect message inside? If you want to love, you must love your Khalik. You must love your Malik. When your heart is empty from the love of all the makhluk of this world, then only in that empty heart, Allah's love will come in. But if you already have in your heart love of your parents, love of your wife, love of your children, love of your material, luxuries of this world, there is no place for the love of Allah in your heart. Heart is full with the love of makhluk and dunya. That's why we have to empty our hearts from the makhluk of this world, so Allah's love, which is eternal love, can enter, can remain inside the heart. So this will help you in hereafter as well. So وَحْبِبْ مَا شِيْتَ فَإِنَّكَ مُفَارِكُهُ. You love anyone as much you want, but the day will come, you will be separated and departed from your beloved one. The third advice, وَعْمَلْ مَا شِيْتَ فَإِنَّكَ مَجْزِئٌ بِهِ, that you work in this dunya, do any good action or bad action, is up to you. Whatever you want to do is up to you. But remember, you are responsible for your amal, for your act, for your deed. The day will come when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will present in front of you your all amal of this world. Iqra kitabak. And Allah ta'ala says, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِسْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِسْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. That a person is going little itua of good deed, he will be presented on the Yawm al-Qiyamah, and the reward of that good action will be in front of him in the form of sawab and reward. And if he have done any bad action, even the size of itua, little bit, and he disregarded it, but that deed also Allah will bring forth on the Yawm al-Qiyamah. An angel will present in front of him every action in front of him. And Allah is going to reward accordingly. If good actions, he will get the reward and sawab. If it's bad action, then may Allah forbid, he will be go through with the punishment. And I don't know how severe punishment will be. So you are responsible for your a'mal, for your actions. So be careful. Whatever you do, it has been recorded and it will be presented on the Yawm al-Qiyamah. And the fourth advice, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that wa'alam anna sharaf al-mu'mini qiyamuhu bil-layl. Remember, nobility of the believer is his standing at night for Salatul Tahajjud. My brothers, Salatul Tahajjud, it is the respect and inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala loves those servants who spoils their nights and they sacrifice their comfort and come out from the bed and stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and cry on the last portion of the night. My brother, this salat, ulama explained Salatul Tahajjud, we just ignore it, we don't pay attention towards it. It is so important after all the farais. In one of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, after the fasting of Ramadan, the best fasting is the month of Muharram. And after the farais, 5 times daily prayers, the best prayer is Salatul Tahajjud. And it was become farad and compulsory. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made compulsory upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya ayyuhal muzammil, qumil layla illa qalila, nisbahu aw inqus minhu qalila, aw zid alayhi waratil Quran tartila. These were the few ayat revealed immediately after Suratul Iqra. So it in the beginning period of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Nabuwat and prophethood, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala second revelation revealed and emphasized on Salatul Tahajjud. and made compulsory upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to perform Salatul Tahajjud. That's why in his entire life, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam never missed Salatul Tahajjud. Even he used to be in jihad, in war, outside of Madinah Munawwara, Makkah Mukarramah, he never used to miss Salatul Tahajjud. And he said, my desire is, my ummah should be so punctual, it's like a farz salah. I want to make compulsory upon my ummah Salatul Tahajjud, other than these 5-time prayers, but it will be difficult for my ummah. My ummah is weak ummah. That's why out of mercy, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam never made it compulsory upon us. But my brothers, remember one thing, Ulama explained, this all these 5-time salat, which is compulsory, obligatory, Fajr, Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, and who is calling us for all 5-time salah? A muazzin. Right? Muazzin calling azan for all these 5-time salah. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah. Right? Is called by muazzin. Right? But salatul tahajjud is so important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calling by himself. Salatul tahajjud is Allah is inviting you. Allah is giving you a special invitation that, oh my servant, you must sacrifice your bed and come stand in front of me. Every night the angel is making announcement. Is there anyone who is asking for risk and sustenance? I can increase his risk and sustenance. Is there any sick person asking for the cure? I can grant him cure. Is there any person who is suffering from any kind of difficulty? I can remove the difficulty. These announcements every single night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making through the angels. So Salatul Tahajjud is so important that it is the invitation direct from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should try to perform our Salatul Tahajjud. Now nights are very long in winter season. We should take this advantage and opportunity, and we should not miss our Fajr Salah. Our Tahajjud Salah. And the final advice Rasulullah given by Hazrat Jibreel Salam, wa izzahu istighna'uhu anin nas. And the person's dignity and his honor is he should be independent from the makhluk. He should, whatever, you know, needs arise in our daily life, we should not turn towards anyone else, but rather we should turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. That whenever any person is asking about me, I am there. I am so close to him. So whatever we have need of this dunya or akhirat, we should turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first, and then we should go to the makhluk. This should be our habit, this should be our adat, this should be our daily routine. May Allah give us tawfiq for that.